Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
I'm Emmeth.
And I'm Daniel.
Today we are going to talk about a new multi-million pound programme that helps British SMEs lead the way on net zero air travel.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's called the ATI SME programme.
ATI SME programme, what does that stand for?
ATI is the Aerospace Technology Institute.
I see.
This programme will provide up to £10 million per year in funding opportunities for UK aerospace SMEs' cutting-edge R&D projects.
Wow, £10 million a year, that's a lot.
Exactly.
So this programme is aimed at helping SMEs develop innovative technologies that support the government's commitment to Jet Zero.
Right, Jet Zero is the plan to achieve net zero carbon emissions for commercial aircraft by 2050.
That is quite a big claim, right?
It sure is.
And it's not just about the environment.
No, it's also about supporting high-skilled aerospace jobs across the UK.
So the programme is not only helping the environment, but also the economy.
Exactly.
What about the application process?
The programme will open to applications in February 2024.
Okay, and the funding will be delivered in partnership with the ATI and Innovate UK.
That's right.
What kind of support will be available for the SMEs applying for the programme?
The support will be delivered by the ATI Hub.
What does the ATI Hub do?
It will include sessions with ATI technologists, themed innovation workshops, and guidance on preparing for a pitch panel presentation.
That sounds like it could be really helpful for the SMEs.
Yes, and it also helps generate new connections between startups, SMEs, bigger and tier one organizations.
So they could form consortia applications to the program.
Exactly.
What about the grants?
SMEs in the UK aerospace sector can bid for grants of up to £1.5 million each.
Wow, £1.5 million for each SME.
That's right.
That's a significant amount.
It is, and it's a big opportunity for the SMEs to develop innovative technologies.
The government has already shown its commitment to backing UK aerospace R&D.
Yes, in 2022. The government provided £685 million for the ATI programme.
That's a lot of money.
It is, and it's an indication of the government's support for the sector.
So what's the main goal of the programme?
The main goal is to help the UK lead the way on greener air travel.
And also to grow the UK economy and support high-skilled jobs.
Exactly.
This programme is being announced by Industry Minister Nusrat Ghani today.
Yes, at the ATI's 2023 conference in Birmingham.
And she said she's delighted to announce the new programme.
She said it will help propel our world-leading aerospace sector to new heights in the pursuit of innovative, clean, green air travel.
That's a great quote.
And Gary Elliott, the CEO of the ATI, also had some comments.
What did he say?
He said that supporting advanced technologies secures market share for the UK.
Right, and that brings economic benefit and delivers against the sector's sustainability commitments.
Exactly.
This programme will help the UK's aerospace industry compete in the sustainable design, manufacture, assembly and operation of future aircraft.
That's the goal.
So the programme is a big step towards achieving net zero carbon emissions for commercial aircraft by 2050.
Yes, and it's also about keeping the UK's aerospace industry competitive.
That's a win-win situation.
I think so too.
This programme is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Definitely, and we'll be sure to keep you updated on any new developments.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
Until next time, stay informed.